The Torah tells us how we were created, which must be relevant and necessary for us to know. We are told that man was created from dust and woman from man. This implies that man's origins are from nothing, while woman's origins are from a living being. This fundamental difference influences their personalities and psyches. The male psyche retains a memory of nothingness, which instills a legitimate, healthy fear of becoming nothing. This fear makes men highly sensitive to being treated as nothing, as it threatens their psychic survival. Consequently, men have fragile egos and are easily reminded of their perceived nothingness. An illustrative story involves a man asking Hillel to teach him the entire Torah. While standing on one foot, Hillel's response was, "What is hateful to you, do not do to others." This phrase in Hebrew describes the profound fear men have of being reduced to nothingness, a fear women do not share due to their different creation origin. For women, there is no concept of zero. They are always at least a one. Treating a woman as nothing doesn't compute for her, as it does for a man who may internalize it and feel destroyed. This explains why men respond disproportionately to compliments, as it reassures them of their value, while women need appreciation rather than compliments to feel valued. The Torah's guidance on relationships emphasizes the necessity of men and women becoming husbands and wives, not just remaining as men and women. Men need to be givers and providers driven by their fear of nothingness, while women as natural nurturers require appreciation for their role and contributions. In summary, men's and women's psyches are fundamentally different due to their origins, influencing their reactions, needs, and the dynamics in relationships. Understanding and honoring these differences is essential for harmony and fulfillment in marriage.